The NBA finds itself in the middle of an international and political crisis. That is the lead story for the Morning Buzzcast. It is Monday. It's October 7th. I'm Abe Madcore, headed to Leaders Week in London tonight. If you're going to be in London at all this week, please let me know. It'd be great to see you there. Let's start with news from over the weekend. Rockets general manager Daryl Morey this morning tried to backtrack from a backlash from sponsors and organizers after posting a tweet on Friday night that included an image supporting protesters in Hong Kong. That, of course, was immediately criticized by the Chinese government. Of course, the NBA is playing games in Tokyo and in China this week. After Morey's tweet on Friday, owner Tilman Fertitta distanced himself from it. Then the Chinese Basketball Association, Tencent, Shanghai Pudong Development Bank, and CCTV Sports all disassociated themselves from the Rockets. Remember, the Rockets have one of the strongest followings in China, and these businesses all severed ties with the Rockets. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver was apparently in Japan yesterday. He will meet the media later this week. This story will not be going away anytime soon. Of course, the NBA has placed a big bet on China and the revenue growth in China. Now this issue also is getting attention of politicians and political leaders in America. Again, this issue will not be going away for the NBA anytime soon, and it could be the biggest threat to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's tenure. So keep an eye on how the next 24 and 48 hours unfold here. We'll stay with the NBA, a different type of story, but the Warriors officially opened their venue, the Chase Center, for basketball on Saturday night. So far, the building has opened to largely rave reviews. Over the weekend, though, you started to see a few critics saying the building was soulless. One person said the Chase Center, quote, has all the character of a new international airport terminal, end quote. But overall, the building's still playing to strong reviews, and it worked fine for basketball, which, of course, is the key. We'll end with a couple of quick hitters around the NFL. We've been talking on the Buzzcast for a while just how much of a hit the Raiders are going to be in Las Vegas. Well, Raiders president Mark Bedain publicly confirmed that really for the first time, saying that about 96% of the PSLs for their new 65,000-seat stadium in Vegas already have been sold, with the sales process expected to wrap up by Thanksgiving. The buying has surpassed even the team's original goal set about 3 years ago. So PSLs sells a big hit in Vegas. And finally, not a surprise in Washington, the downward spiral of the Washington Redskins, that one of the saddest stories in sports, continues today. The Redskins fired coach Jay Gruden. Gruden was summoned to the team's facility in Virginia for a 5 a.m. meeting with team owner Daniel Snyder and president Bruce Allen. Jay Gruden is Dan Snyder's eighth coach in 20 seasons and the seventh to be fired. If you watched the game against the Patriots yesterday, it sounded like Foxborough. Boy, the fall of the once mighty Washington Redskins is difficult to see. So a lot going on to start the week. Again, keep your eye on the NBA, keep your eye on Adam Silver and how he handles this latest international incident with China, Daryl Morey, and the Rockets. It is Monday. It's October 7th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great start to your work week.